60. Nehemiah prepares for his task. When Nehemiah walked around the walls during the night and had a close look how the condition of the walls was, he was so well informed that the leaders were impressed when he told them about the condition of the walls. Because they knew he has just arrived. He has only been 3 days with us. And he's so well informed. Oh, that's a good person. Oh, he knows so much. And opposition has to be met. Because we read in chapter 2, verse 10, when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, heard of it, it grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. In those days, the Israelites had neighbors, so other peoples. And these neighbors have leaders. And these leaders were very happy that Jerusalem had no wall at all. Because they were stronger, more powerful than the Israelites when Jerusalem was without walls. So they were not amused when they heard that Nehemiah had come. And the leaders in Jerusalem, they fear the leaders of the neighboring countries. We hear of Sanballat and Tobiah, and when you have a look at the map, these are neighboring countries in this area here. And they are not interested in a city of Jerusalem with walls. They are interested in a city of Jerusalem without walls. So when they hear it and get the news, oh, there has come the cupbearer of the Persian king, they are alarmed. So Nehemiah has to fight on two sides. They are really enemies, leaders of neighboring countries, and he has to motivate the leaders in Jerusalem who haven't succeeded for 100 years to rebuild the walls because the task is too big. And Nehemiah shows them that God's leading hand is with them. And because of this, they do not have anything to fear. He shows them God is with us. Imagine, the king gave us all the timber, all the material. He sent soldiers with me that I can come here safely to you. The king is interested that our walls are rebuilt. Imagine, the Persian king wants Jerusalem to be rebuilt, the walls. And then they are really surprised. And therefore, we hear this sentence coming out of their lips. After Jeremiah had spoken, and they say, let us rise up and build. And as soon in the next sentence, but when Sanballat the Horonite, and Tobiah the servant the Ammonite, and Geshem the Arabian heard it, they laughed about us. They despised us and said, what is this thing that you do? Will you rebel against the king? Will you rebel against the king? He's got the letters, Nehemiah, from the king. He's the king's cupbearer. And they say, oh, you are against the king when you rebuild the wall of Jerusalem. You see, a fine person doing something for God, the enemies are already there. That's the same, day by day.